Join our party line now. 1-800.
The Ed Hollander Attack Show.
Super big dick energy.
Super. But
did you have fun?
I had a blast.
I had a really good time.
I was exhausted.
Is 2/6 of the funniest gay comics.
Bisexual.
America's favorite bisexuals.
Is pussy work or pussy work?
Everybody this... pussy work! Yeah, pussy work! Yeah, pussy work!
The Ed Hollander Attack Show.
We think this juice stuff is very funny.
All right, so
especially when you think about it, there's no good reason that Bird and Aladdin would get along.
I'll peck your eyes out.
Oh, God damn.
You goddamn mongrel.
No.
Oh, oh my God. Well, Adam, thanks for being on the last episode of
the Ed Hollander Attack Show.
Tell him I'm fucking coming!
Hello, America. Thank you for listening to Ad Hominem Radio. This is Chris Paul.
I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
Here with Jeremy Shear.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt.
Tabitha Jones.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
And Kyle Honhorst.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We're the kids of America. Whoa!
That should be our intro song.
Is that one of the songs?
I'm a big Bangles fan, no?
Who was Glenn Beck's old song that the band...
Oh, Muse. Yeah, and then Glenn Beck started playing, one of the Muse songs that sounded all the same about, like, shitty white-collar revolution. And gave an interview. It was, like, when Glenn Beck was big on Fox News, first. And he, gave an interview to Time, and he's like, Muse is, like... one of the leading movements or people of our movement. It's the soundtrack of our revolution or something like that. And then Muse issued a statement. It's like, yeah, fuck Glenn Beck. Which is the only cool thing Muse ever fucking did.
Right.
Because Muse fucking sucks, obviously.
It's amazing. There's a... Oh, man, we should find... I wonder if I can record and play something on YouTube at the same time.
You can just edit it into it.
Fuck, I don't know. If you're interested, find, there's a lot of Glenn Beck just reading either poems or reciting the lyrics to songs on YouTube. I mean, he did it on his radio show, but it would be like he would break it down. Like, he did the song, I Did It My Way, the Frank Sinatra song, and broke down the lyrics and explained what that means today.
Speaking of Glenn Beck, did you tune in, was it Friday, when he had Bill O'Reilly on?
No, I haven't.
I happened to be driving, and I caught the first part of it, and nowhere, it was so weird. Them trying to, overemphasize how he wasn't just fired for calling women on his show and beating off. nowhere you're going to mention, two weeks ago he got fucking fired for, beating off calling his intern.
Did they talk about his firing?
Nope.
Well, not
I
at all.
I didn't listen to it very long. Just it turned my stomach.
Just about what he's gonna do now, or what he's up to.
Not in the 5 minutes that I was driving in the car when I had it on.
Oh man, let's listen to the whole thing this week and get into it on another episode.
I can't do it. Why? Why put ourselves?
Because the whole O'Reilly thing on the right, or Glenn Beck's part of the right, the whole thing is that it's a big liberal conspiracy that we're targeting.
What conspiracy?
We're targeting all the people that speak the truth on Fox and everywhere else. But I see what's really happening on Fox is now there's a show, Cat Temp, and a couple other. They're getting like right wing millennials. Like, that's why they're really getting rid of these old people, like O'Reilly and shit on Fox. I think they're doing some rebranding. Like, watch them in the next year or so. Like, it's gonna be all like that shitty Greg Gutfeld. Like, he's a little older, but like, they're going for like right wing millennials and shit. No. I think that's what they're, yeah. That's where they think their future is.
I guess like that makes sense because I had read that Murdoch's sons who took it over or whatever, like that was the whole battle between like Murdoch and the kids on whether to keep O'Reilly because they are trying to push a different thing. Because Rupert Murdoch's like fucking 90 years old. Like,
yeah, because Fox isn't... If they kept O'Reilly, it would have cost them nothing. Their viewers, their base wouldn't tune out because they kept O'Reilly around. Like, there's no way that.
Well, their voters are the Their viewers are the oldest, like, median age in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, but it's true, they are dying off. So they need to rebrand.
But they're also not people that are going to give two shits if they fire O'Reilly. Like, that was a... It's just a weird move for them to fire him over something like that when they are what they are. So I think
their
there's...
Their boss, Roger Ailes, just got fired for the same thing.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I don't think that they... I don't know. I don't think they fired O'Reilly for... altruistic reasons, that they give a shit if he's calling up women and asking if he can shout in their pussies. Which is my favorite. This is the funniest thing in the world.
Is that true? Did he say that?
I guess that was one of the things, like, he called and said, can I shove my head in your pussy and shout, scream or something. I told you this on another episode, and
I must have missed that
because I heard it. I wasn't sure. I should look that up because I heard someone else on another podcast say it, and I didn't know if that was just
there's no
like
way
an example, that. Like they were making a joke, like that's what he said. But I thought you were the one that told me that is one of the things he said.
No. What I told you is this is true. Is like in 2004 or 5 when originally he got into the when he was originally the first time he got caught calling like interns and beating off and stuff like that was he told the lady that he wanted to like rub her pussy with
a loofah. A loofah.
Like he meant to say loofah and he said falafel. Yeah. Which is hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, fuck Bill O'Reilly, man. Like, I hope everything bad happens to Bill O'Reilly. What are you looking up about Bill O'Reilly?
What the phone calls were. The headline on the thing I found says, choking, harassing, and loofahs.
Yeah.
Women's over allegations against Bill O'Reilly piled up for years before his demise.
The other thing I just read, this came out like...
That stopped recording.
Oh, what the fuck?
It was only like 20 seconds, relax. Just when I opened the story, I was starting to read.
That's gonna be hard. It's so hard.
No, it just stopped. I don't even know how long. It's only been like short. I was trying to read one of the O'Reilly stories, but...
Alright, well don't fucking
yeah.
Your phone. There's a computer right there if you want to look something up.
Yeah, alright. So yeah, he did... I'll pull up one of those Glenn Beck things too then. But keep talking.
What were we even talking about? Should we are you recording again?
Oh yeah, it's still going. Yeah,
then we should acknowledge that you fucked up our fucking flowing conversation.
The whole thing was recording this whole time.
I understand.
Minus like 20 seconds.
Okay, but I like had a fucking point with whatever we were talking about and you fucked up.
Well, he was trying to wash pussies with falafels. It was one of the things. What else?
I don't know. You fucked up the fucking flow of the podcast. I had a point to say. Suffice to say, it has something to do with Bill O'Reilly, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good.
The lovely Sarah Spinelli, everybody. I don't know. Fucking Fox News is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about...
No, but yeah, I that's what I think. I think they didn't care about that. I think they fired him just to... They're going younger. This is my overall thesis.
I hope so, buddy. So we should talk about Trump, no?
Probably.
Why? Actually, you know what? Let's try to go one show without talking about how the fucking world is ending around us.
Well, I think... I don't know. I think there's some positive stuff happening.
Such as?
He's impeachment is coming. It's going to happen. There's no way.
Here's my biggest fear. They'll start the impeachment process, and then because the only positive reaction he's gotten out of the fucking Washington establishment and the media and shit is when he sends missiles into like fucking children's hospitals and stuff like that. So, like, they, and when the impeachment process starts fucking, like, getting going, like, we'll launch a preemptive strike on North Korea or some shit like that. And then it's all she wrote. Which I feel is pretty likely, don't you? Camo jacket wearing motherfucker.
Well, I mean, I'm cool and everything, but that's not the point of this podcast.
I beg to differ. Your shoes say otherwise.
You have a hammer and sickle button on your collar. Yeah, fuck you.
You fucking, you have fucking stupid ass buttons on your fucking camo coat, motherfucker. What, are you gonna go fucking shoot a deer?
Maybe.
Give me some, I would like some venison from you, motherfucker.
I'll give you some if I get any.
Alright, cool. Alright, well now that we have that.
I don't hunt. I would. If I, like,
oh, I have no problem.
Felt like it, mm-hmm. And I was into it.
I'm pro-gun.
I wouldn't care. I've been more pro-gun since the election than I was before.
Exactly, I flipped. I'll fucking, everybody's a hypocrite, right? But it's true. I really want to buy a gun, but, like, I get depressed a lot. And, like, I don't really trust myself with that. Like, I would kill myself. And not because... It's not even like I'd want to do it. It's just like, well, it's there, and I paid $400 for it. You know what I mean? Like, eh.
Here, you want it? See if...
I don't know. What are you doing? Vine, Chris is currently looking up something on the computer. I don't know what it is,
it's
but
not
he is
loud
looking
enough.
Like a dumbass while he's doing it. Just in general.
Where's the volume?
I don't. It's the.
Hey, Marvin.
Marvin!
You know that right-wing psychopath reading Edgar Allan Poe poems I'm even trying to work up? Well, listen to
while
this.
I pondered, weak and
What is
or
this?
Many quaint and Glenn Beck reading forgotten
no.
Raven. Yes.
This is Glenn Beck?
Why? Yeah.
Nodded, nearly napping.
No!
Yeah.
Suddenly, there came a tapping as...
Why is he all, like, sultry?
This is his Halloween thing. He reads the works of Edgar Allan Poe every Halloween.
That sounds like how he talks through a paper towel. Oh, no, it fucking, like, my computer could have... And it sounds like how he talks to a lubed-up paper towel roll. Like, what the fuck kind of...
While we were walking.
Yeah. He could do Batman voiceover.
Kind of. Fuck Glenn Beck. I used to do this thing where I would, like, just Google... You remember that?
Yeah.
But the listening audience probably doesn't. Where I would Google, like, Glenn Beck... Or go on his Facebook page, the ones that he voluntarily posted, and then pick the funniest one because they were all like obscenely melodramatic for being like fucking Glenn Beck.
Yeah,
like where he's like crying, like contemplative, next to an American flag, like sitting Indian style, and other things, baling hay, like looking sad.
Completely contrived.
Yeah. Hilarious. Poses. Hilarious.
Which is especially funny to me because, like, he spent money to get, like, these great pictures. We're back.
Excuse me, Chris Paul.
We're back. What a song. Welcome to the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paul here with Piggy Poop Balls.
Ah, that's
Jeremy
me.
Scheer. It's I'm, back.
Yeah, I'm Piggy Poop Balls. My balls are so big that, you know,
turds get collected on them.
Yes.
And you're a pig.
Yeah, I'm a big fat pig.
Very piggish ways.
Yes.
And Lion Ryan DiPerna.
Hello. Goodbye. Why are you bringing that? Because you listen to old episodes? You're the only person that's
listened
to old episodes.
Yeah, I forgot the nicknames that I had. I wanted to bring those back. Hmm. Especially Piggy Poop Balls.
Yeah, I'm very happy that we're talking about my piggishly huge balls again.
Piggy Poop Balls.
Yeah, well, we can come to an accord. And I'll drop Piggy Poop Balls when fat fucking pig faggot gets dropped.
Well, I guess I'm Piggy Poop Balls now. Because that's never going away.
All right. And our guest, El Cordano Diablo. But we'll probably call him Jordan throughout this.
Yeah, I was going to say, or Fat Wolf Pig would be fine.
Champagne and Jordan.
Yeah. My boss the other day, he was like, I want to change your name to Champagne. I was like, why? He's like, because you're so bubbly all the time. Fair enough, dude.
That's the best.
And, like, I didn't think my boss had a piece of comedy in him, but he did. That was good.
Yo, Cristal!
I actually would like to be called El Hordam from now on.
El Hordam.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course, buddy. Always welcome at the
Fortress.
Yes, Fortress. Like I like to call it. There was a snake in the fortress the other day.
What?
An actual snake. I don't know how we live on the second floor, but a snake got up here, and my dumb cat didn't kill it. So.
Sure, were you creeping around somewhere just dropping snakes?
Yeah, I left a colony of snakes in his toilet.
Is that what a snake herd is called?
I have no idea. I'm not a herpetologist.
They just leak. Oh, snakes leak out of Jeremy's stories.
I mean, I do study the lizard people.
Like a Doctor Who monster, you just drop snakes as you walk around.
Little known fact, it's actually just Jeremy taking a shit. It's hot snakes.
Yeah. Well, you don't make deals with the devil without having supernormal bowel happenings.
That's true. I talked about, in like our group text, about the funniest thing possible that we do, and I attest that it would be me doing a set and like just doing normal jokes, right? And then like have somebody like come up on stage and never acknowledging them or whatever, and then like slowly undress and lay out a tarp and then take a shit, and nobody like acknowledges it until it happens, and then I, that's the closer. I think that's the funniest thing possible.
So you want, I think, your foil to be a Gigi Allen type
thing?
Yeah,
basically.
Here's my note on this. They should be constipated, so it takes them as long to get the shit out, as, like, so it parallels how long it took you to get to a punchline.
You'd be getting the light like Dave Flint. Like, it's not my fault.
That's who should be shitting.
Dave Flint.
Dave Flint. He's got, like, his hand over his junk,
yeah,
trying to hide it.
It's only funny if, like, there's a hand over the junk, too, I think.
Yeah.
I bet that... that's possible.
Well,
he might do it.
Wise, probably not.
And
just do it at the rally.
I think he would make eye contact with someone at the front table, like the entire.
Yeah, it'd be great.
The entire time.
Yeah, but can't do it at the place serves food. Sorry.
There was a new comic on stage at LVT the other night. And Dave walked up to the door with his pants unzipped and his hand inside, and like, I'm like, 70% of me thinks he was actually jerking off inside his.
It was very funny, and everybody was losing their shit. And that guy thought it was at him, and it was making it me giggle even harder.
Yeah, well, he was staring directly into the guy's soul the whole time. And did not look to check if people were laughing or anything.
You like what you're
doing? Dave's just practicing for his next stint for not paying child support.
Uma.
Speaking of comedy gone too far, guys, Kathy Griffin's in the news. Huh? Have you seen this? Have you heard of this?
I didn't find out until the other day. Like 2 days after it happened. And, like, I was actually talking to Sean from Lousy Weather. He wanted me to be on one of the Patreon things. And he's like, how about this stuff with Kathy Griffin? I was like, what are you talking about? She's not on my fucking radar.
No, that's fair. You mean you're not a My Life on the D-List fan?
Can't say that I am. Big fan of her in Pulp Fiction.
Who's she in Pulp Fiction?
When he hits Ving Rhames with the car.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's like, this guy just came out of nowhere, blah, blah, blah. She's not the one that gets shot, though, which I think that was the biggest mistake in that movie.
They always, like, Family Guy's not very funny, but they always have the, there's one episode where they have Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin! I think she actually ended up doing voices for them later on, because that was, like, really early on, I think. And I think she actually ends up doing voices on that show. Still not funny.
So it has.
I mean,
it's,
I like
for
Family
what it is.
Guy.
Like, early Family Guy is really funny.
The first three seasons, I think, are great.
Yeah, and then it's just like since I saw that South Park episode where they make fun of it, and it's like, yeah, that was.
I mean, that was really funny, but you know, Family Guy's got jokes. I like it.
It's got its place. I mean, there's still. I mean, later, like in the later seasons, like I'm sure you guys have seen the episode where Stewie and Brian travel through the multiverse and like go to different and like that episode's really funny because that's the one where they do like they go into the Disney animation verse and like they have that whole thing with It's a Wonderful Day for Pi, which I think they won an Emmy for. So
it has. I like it. I won't apologize for my like of Family Guy.
You look like a Seth MacFarlane fan.
Me neither.
Well, dude, he did the Clerks cartoon, you dunce.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
I don't think that's right. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to look it up.
Look it up.
Because I've seen that front to back a million times.
So have I. He did that.
Yeah. We were talking outside about Kathy Griffin before and how the really annoying part is how she keeps apologizing.
Yeah.
Did you see what Jim Carrey said about it?
Yeah, I did.
How he said comedians are supposed to step over the line and all that.
I didn't read it. I just assumed that he was saying that Kathy Griffin got vaccinated and it made her autistic. I don't give a shit what Jim Carrey has to say.
I don't necessarily disagree with him. I just,
Paul Dini, Kevin Smith, Scott Mosier, and Dave Mandel.
Good could have sworn he did the animation for it.
It just, it sucks that it puts me in a position to have to, like, defend Kathy Griffin.
Why does everybody hate her already?
She sucks. She's not funny.
And she's mean.
She...
You shouldn't cast stones like that, right? All right.
She's not for you guys.
Who's she for?
People that people like celebrity Bravo. Gossip. She's like, her act is like the it's like if the National Enquirer came to life. And
she just like ripped off Joan Rivers.
Isn't she like really good friends with like Pauly Shore and like Tom Green and shit?
Probably.
I mean, like, that's if that's your echelon, like, I mean, like,
what Tom the, Green? I like Tom Green.
There's a handful of people like that Green? Are like,
okay. That, you don't like the weasel?
There's a handful of those people that are respected and like amongst the better known comedians.
Yeah, no, without a doubt.
That nobody likes.
Yeah. it's a different crew to be part of. Like, you know, it's like the deal. Like, I mean, which I do think it's funny she pokes fun at herself, but I mean, what she did though, I guess is, I don't care. Like,
here's a question: what's more offensive? What she did, or
yeah,
when
we're
she
the president.
What she did now, or when she was on the New Year's Eve show and looked at a guy and said, "I don't go to your job and knock the dick out of your mouth."
I don't think that's offensive at all.
It's not. That's not offensive. It's just that's like
a stock line. Yeah, like fucking.
My dad says that to me.
Yeah. So, I mean, she. This is who she is. She's that kind of person. Why do you care?
No. I just don't, because it was leaked to TMZ somehow, or leaks happen. I really wonder if it was actually for something.
I'm sure.
Like
it
I
was
saying to you guys earlier, if it was for an album where she's gonna roast Trump for it out, like do you know, like a political hour as a special, and that was just the cover. Like I think that would be like that's. Not a problem.
Well, why is it okay? Like, that's the thing is, like Ryan said, like, having to defend Kathy Griffin. It's like, I don't feel like, you know, oh, I have to defend her to anybody. But, like, at the same time, look what fucking Ted Nugent said about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, how he'd like to take machine guns and shove them up their ass.
That's,
like,
that's a grade school argument, though, because it's like, oh, they did something wrong, so you're not allowed to, have an opinion on anything else. It's stupid. Like, who cares if people are hypocrites? It's just... doesn't matter.
The fucking CIA didn't show... Or the Secret Service, whatever the fuck, didn't show up to his house.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Well,
doesn't
mean,
matter.
Was like, oh, the funniest thing about the whole thing
well,
was
he is
Baron Trump, like, allegedly got... Scared, thought that his dad
was actually who just gives a fuck,
which
fuck
is
that
hilarious.
Kid.
No, it's hilarious to me because he's clearly like autistic, right? Like, he's gotta be. I made like
that
a joke.
Kid will go to prison for killing an underage girl within the next 15 years.
I made a joke on Twitter that that everybody should leave Baron Trump alone, or stop being mean to Baron Trump because he's already had to go through a lot with Bruce Willis. To avoid NSA assassins for breaking a secret code. Nobody's a fan of the movie Mercury Rising.
Okay. Sorry, Ryan.
All right.
Can't say that I am.
You're fishing in deep water.
Yeah,
there.
I know. I figured it was obscure. I thought you might see.
I think I actually own that on VHS. But
it's not a bad action movie. But, like, yeah, there's an autistic kid and he solves, like...
Wait, Mercury Rising, is that the one that takes place in Pittsburgh? Mm. Where they're on the boats? No.
No. That's no. With
Sarah Jessica.
Yeah,
Parker.
I don't remember what that one's called. That
Jeff
one's terrible.
Jeff Blanchard's in that.
Yeah, that's what's that movie called? That movie is god awful.
Thunder in Paradise.
No. Don't you dare disparage the Terry Boyle name.
I don't think I can any more than that.
Yeah, he's done it himself.
Striking Distance is the name of the movie.
Right? Oh, okay. I ate like a fucking pig.
Yeah, well, it's the website. What was the website that leaked the or published the
Gawker?
Yeah, Gawker.
Yeah, did you? That's the funniest thing to me of all time. And then like how it leaked that he was talking about, like he was saying the N word or whatever, referring to his daughter dating black people while he's fucking his friend's wife.
Bubba like, loves fucking
yeah,
his wife.
Yeah, that's like a proud Tampa, Florida tradition, like that whole fucking scenario.
Well, like, dude, how he defended it, too. Well, how he defended it, he was like, you know, growing up where I grew up, brother, like, that's what we just called each other. And, like, my whole thing was like, no, that's what you called the other black people.
Remember, oh, yeah, remember the Hogan Knows Best?
Hogan Knows Best, oh, seen every episode, dude.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's awful.
Everything about him is awful, like...
Do you remember the episode where they have the Jewish people over?
No.
And he has, like, this big... Like, they had just built their house, and he has this big cookout. And he didn't buy, like, kosher hot dogs or whatever, so he had to, like, go out to the store, like, the whole time. Like, he's walking to his car, he's like, motherfucking... Like, he doesn't say Jews or anything, but he's just, like, he's motherfucking... He's like, I gotta go do this bullshit.
I'm glad you're so familiar with the au revoir of fucking Hogan.
Why wouldn't I be? Wouldn't I be the guy to come here to talk to about that?
I know, but it's like, there's nothing, it's like, not really wrestling related. And then they tried, remember when they tried to make Brooke Hogan like a fucking pop star and shit like that? Ugh.
Yes, I do.
My favorite is when they had her fuck Bubba Ray Dudley.
Yeah. Bully Ray.
Yeah.
What if the whole scenario was that, all right, so Bubba invites the Hulkster over to fuck his wife, and then but he's like
Cuck Hogan.
But he's like, look, it just, I can't explain it, but like she's really racist. So if you want to say some racist stuff just to to get her on your side,
I ain't like a fucking pig.
Well, dude, it's like if you've ever heard that, like the whole, like if you've heard like the snippets from that. There's, like, I don't, like, they're already talking about signing him back to WWE.
Of course.
Like, well, yeah, without a doubt.
A cash
like, he's
cow.
Apologized a million times, whatever. But, like, if you hear that, there is nothing but fucking, like, pure hatred in what he says. It's a bummer.
I mean, who gives a shit? People are racist.
So, you know what, the bad thing about that is that,
I bet he was just talking about the bad ones, you know? Right, guys?
Look. It's not like Hulk Hogan is going
out. I bet he's a guy that's like, look, there's a difference between a nigger and, you know, a black guy.
Yeah, I was
my
just...
friend, you know, Junkyard Dog, that's a black guy.
There...
This guy over here with the fucking handgun, that's...
Yeah.
After WrestleMania 18, The Rock, he's the other kind.
Yeah. Is Rock black? The Rock's not black.
Yeah, he's half his black. Dad, yeah, he's half black, half Samoan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his dad's...
all sexy.
What was his dad's name?
Rocky Johnson.
Rocky Johnson, yeah.
But the bad thing about the whole Hulk Hogan thing, and this is, like, years ago now at this point, but, like, how they shut Gawker down or whatever, and it was... like, they can do that with anybody. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't do anything. He successfully sued them in Florida instead of, like, federal. Like, there was a bunch of shady stuff. And then the person that, like, financed it had nothing to do with Hulk Hogan. It was Peter Thiel, who's, like, a Silicon Valley guy.
Mm-hmm. Just hated actually on, Gawker.
Yeah, because, like, he hated Gawker. And he's on, like, Trump's. Like, he was at the Republican National Convention and stuff like that. But
maybe he just felt about Gawker the way I feel about io9, where like it used to be a pretty cool website.
Yeah, probably.
And
but
I
like
just the, hate the fucking pop-ups.
But the guy, and then they like personally went after AJ Delario or whatever. I don't remember how to pronounce his last name. But
you should learn the last names of your people.
Yeah, I know. He's a Dago motherfucker. But
I like how you try to fight this Italian thing, and you're sitting here playing with a switch knife.
That's not a switchblade. It opens
he's
and
like
closes.
He's like an Italian in Miami right now. He's wearing a flowered shirt with shorts on, just got a haircut, playing with a switchblade. He's got a necklace on. If it was gold, you'd be fucked.
It is gold. It's white gold.
You look like Harvey Keitel told you to put those clothes on.
Like, the whole,
Like, who? All right, so the whole Kathy Griffin thing, that picture, did it get leaked? Or did she post it?
No. TMZ got it somehow, but hey, I'm sure her or some, like,
I'm sure somebody, her people said, her agent leaked it to them and said, hey, then didn't, like, anticipate the backlash.
I mean, dude, we should all look at the upside of this. At least they didn't leak nude photos of Kathy Griffin.
Fuck Kathy Griffin.
I would love. Ryan. I'm not saying, but I mean, I don't want
to. Ryan, that's not saying anything.
You would fuck me given the chance, so it's...
Like, no, we can't ask Jordan, like, what the best pizza is, because he'll eat all of it.
It's easier to ask me what the worst pizza is.
Yeah. But you'll still eat it.
I won't eat Domino's.
Yes, you will.
Oh, you elitist.
It's so annoying that she's acting like... Yeah, like, if I went through the
get Sarah
trouble of she doing all that, of having this head made, and, you know, doing the picture and shit, like, I would go into that expecting the Secret Service to, like, they're gonna come, like, I should make sure I don't have anything illegal here, and, like,
hi.
I would... No, I don't know why she's surprised, and...
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Hey, remember, what were you talking about, Kathy Griffin and the, like, the feminine, or, like, what was she saying about the...
Is that terrible?
For being a woman, like, Kathy, you spoke to me about it for...
Oh, just Kathy Griffin, like, if she was a regular person, like, we'd have more respect for her, but when she's playing that woman card... I don't know, something along those lines. Are you talking about a quote?
Yes.
A direct quote I got from an article?
Yeah.
Let me, like, think about it.
Oh, okay. All right.
You have to be for something specific.
That'll be a callback.
Yeah.
I'll get you. But she has a point. She could, like, stand on, like, First Amendment, like, all that shit. But as soon as she plays, like, that woman card, it divides the people who are already on her side. And then it gives everyone else fuel. It's not about her being a woman. It's just, like...
I'm with you.
I don't know.
That's from a genuine girl.
Oh, she was bullied. So it, like, reminds me of, like, a lot of the situations we see where, like, a woman would be like, well, I was bullied by a man, so now I'm taking it on this man. And that might not be the case in this instance. She's not being targeted for being a woman.
Right. No. I mean, I'm afraid to call the president a cunt on Twitter, and I want to do it daily.
Didn't Cribley get the fucking Secret Service?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
You can't call the president a cunt?
Yeah.
No, well, he said he was going to kill himself, but he might as well take out Trump, too, or something like that.
The tweet was, I have two career options. I think it was stand-up comic or guy that kills the president. Drifter that kills the president. And, yeah. It's that got him.
You can, I mean, dude, like, freedom of speech is fucking dead. Real freedom of speech.
Well, I mean, with freedom of speech comes responsibility. But, like, yes, I agree. I'm all for tweets about.
You're like a communist fucking Uncle Ben.
Yeah, I hope it turns out for him the same way.
that I'm on a bunch
I
of
hope
rice
you
boxes.
Inspire a hero,
Ben Parker off.
Yeah, I hope you get shot coming out of a wrestling show.
Me too.
That's not nice.
I mean, what show are you on, Jordan?
I don't know. That's very true. I feign the whole nice guy thing.
You should swap cast this with us. This is plug your fucking podcast.
Let the Hate Flow Through You on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Yeah.
This coming Monday, because I'm assuming this will...
You might get four people that have never heard
of it. Probably, yeah. Be the same day.
Oh,
same
I'm day. Out here. Your numbers are going to, like, go into the negative, dude.
No, Jordan equals ratings. but Chris Paul will be on Let the Hate Flow Through You at the same time you read this, talking about how much he hates fandoms, online communities of people that like a thing and then ruin it.
For example, people who like Kathy Griffin.
Well,
unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean,
no, it was good, though. It was a good episode.
People who like racist cuckold videos of radio and wrestling stars.
Dude, I have a buddy who he's been reviewing. He works for, I probably shouldn't say like the name of the company he works for, but he works for a really big company. He's been there for years.
Reporting it.
And but Walmart. He what he does on the side, his whole side thing is he's a porn reviewer. And he's been doing it for years. Mm. And, like, he gets invited to the AVN every year. And, like, he's got to have dinner with, like, Sasha Gray and Danny Daniels. And I'm just jealous fuck. That's why I'm talking about it. But, where the fuck was I going with that? Why the fuck
now we know. That was it.
Yeah, hey, guys, I know somebody important.
No! Josh is not important.
Oh, now you drop his name, stupid.
No, I didn't say his last name.
Josh who?
Mara. I almost fucking said it, too. It's like, wait, you don't know what I'm talking about? I forget why I fucking brought
Let's not spread rumors.
J-Man.
I forget. It doesn't matter anymore.
Anyway. Well, I wish you knew J-Man. That would be a good get. What does the guy from Mushroom Head hate?
I mean, I know people that know all those guys, but I have no reason to fucking try and get in touch with Mushroom Head.
I don't want to talk to
him.
I don't want to talk to the Cleveland Slipknot, dude.
Yeah. They are the Cleveland Slipknot.
I mean,
they were around before. I'll give them that, but it doesn't make their music any better.
Kenny asked me, he's like, you want to go to the Mushroom Head show? I was like, fuck no.
I've been.
I
don't
want to go see Mushroom
Head. I went the first show after they fired Roxy. Back on New Year's Eve.
I know nothing about Mushroom Head other than the fact that they play at the Agora all the time, and Kenny showed me a video where they were like drumming like with like water on the fucking things. I was like, this is fucking garbage. Like, I don't
I saw them play about 3 songs because I went to this show. The lineup is awful. Like, I'm embarrassed to say, when I was in high school, I was a big Mindless Self-Indulgence fan.
Oh, I like MSI.
I mean, they were great live. I've actually seen them multiple times, but the lineup was... Do you remember the band Dope?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Dope, Mindless Self-Indulgence, and Mushroom Head. And it was 90 degrees outside, and I was wearing a Pennywise hoodie. So that should just give you enough.
Were you wearing a Pennywise hoodie because you were ashamed to be there or because you're ashamed of your body?
Both.
Okay. I used to go out with like all these metal guys, so I had to like sit through a lot of 216, Mindless Self, Mushroom Head shows, just like by default. And like, and one time I got hurt because there was a mosh pit, and then someone's head hit my knee. I was like, this is the worst. And I went backwards, and I was just like a bystander. I didn't want to be there. Oh my god, I've been to so many Mushroom Head. I feel like I was forced.
My roommate in Colorado, Warzone, was a huge.
The big
bird. Mushroom Head fan. So, fortunately, the one time where he was like, I'm going to get my face painted and go see Mushroom Head. And he fucking... Guttermouth was playing down the street. So I dropped him off at Mushroom Head and went and saw Guttermouth.
I went to Slipknot. It opened for Coal Chamber.
They opened for Coal Chamber?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they... Mushroom Head guys were in the crowd and got kicked out because they tried to rush the stage and fight them. Like, they pulled out this big banner that said fuck Slipknot, and like the like fucking rushed the stage, like 10 or 15 of them. Like, they had a whole posse.
Dude, that fucking, somebody get in touch with Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope and have them book Mushroom Head versus Slipknot at a JCW show. 8-on-8 fucking tag team match. That would be entertaining as fuck, but it's gotta be to the death. Like, one of them has to live.
No. Nobody has to live. They each have 3 good songs. That's not worthy of life.
The finish of that match is actually the last man standing. Sheer walks in with a gun and just fucking kills him.
I'm on board now.
Well, the one guy is in also in Stone Sour, who had
one
like
guy from
one
what?
From Slipknot. They had the one song that had like 3 lines to it that they just like, he just sang them over. Like, it's so, the fucking song is so goddamn annoying. It's
pretty much, I guess.
It's been a while since I've heard about that song.
Kathy Griffin is the Mushroom Head comics.
Yeah. It's been a while.
I agree.
That was the connection I made to all that.
I agree. Sorry, I was just watching the end of Man on Fire on Silent.
Yeah. No, but, like, Mushroom Head was... It's a Cleveland thing. It's whatever. Who cares?
That Trump head was very bloody.
It was.
I wonder if she had it was just a fake head without blood, if people would have been as mad.
I think that we're missing the bigger picture here.
Why does she have a Trump head tampon?
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Like, she just pulled that head out of her pussy, and that's why it's bloody.
Oh, guys, I just found this up here.
Yeah. What are you doing in my vagina? Get out! Stop trying to regulate my vagina! And then...
Oh, so that should have... She should have spun it like that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm smarter than she is.
Well, I was, apparently her defense was it was art, and I was listening, like, my favorite podcast was called Tell Him Steve Dave, and they were talking about it this week, and he was like... The one guy was like, wait, she called it art? And they, like, he laughed, and they were like, well, art's subjective. He goes, oh, that's not why I'm laughing. He goes, that's when anybody does anything wrong as far as art, like, picture goes. He goes, they immediately go on the fence. It's art, I swear to God. Awful.
I don't know. I'm just not interested in people getting mad at shit.
You get mad at shit all the time.
Yeah, I know, but I, like, in terms of, you know, hey, like, you shouldn't work because I'm angry at you.
They made a whole, because the only, she does the New Year's Eve thing for CNN once a year. Yeah. So that was, what's the point?
Well, I mean, it's just like, honestly, I mean, it's going to affect her career right now, you know, like, there was companies coming out that she did advertisements for, like, 4 or 5 years ago, they're like, we have nothing to do with her anymore. It's like, nobody has anything to do with Kathy Griffin anymore. Like, my whole thing was, who fucking cares? Like, it was, does anybody really think Kathy Griffin's going to try and assassinate the president? I mean, honestly.
Right.
If you go down to brass tacks, like, who really thinks that that's a thing?
I think she needs to double down on this and traumatize more autistic children.
Of course you think that.
Yeah, I think she needs to just have a video where she's got fidget spinners coming out of her cunt.
At full speed.
Yeah.
Out to the millennial.
Yeah. Just, she can talk about how movies are better than the books. And, you know, she can be a huge fan of the new Ghost in the Shell.
I'm tired of the whole Barron Trump thing. Like, oh, leave the kid alone, blah, blah, blah. It's like, my whole thing with, like, when that happened a couple months ago, it was like, the whole thing with me was, no, fuck that kid. Like, who cares? His name's Barron Trump. Yeah. Like, I hope he gets bullied at school simply based on his name.
Boy, he's like homeschooled because he's autistic.
No, I did say, though, that kid is Patrick Bateman. Like, that is going to be Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
Yeah, Patrick Bateman if he was autistic.
Yeah.
Patrick Bateman was definitely autistic.
No, but like Rain Man autistic.
Somebody, dude, that's the movie we got to write and make one day. It's Rain about Man Barron too? Trump. But no, Rain Man meets American Psycho about Barron Trump.
You think he knows how many toothpicks are in a box?
Definitely.
How many knives come in a set?
Oh, man. Well, you should talk about our show tonight.
It'll be over by the time this gets posted.
However, still hear the show next episode.
All right.
So you can,
Hello, America.
Like, you don't do 5 of these a week. You fucking say hello when I introduce your name.
All right, hi, I'm Jeremy.
Shut up already. Mike Calhoun.
What about him?
You son of a bitch.
Can't disagree.
Tabitha
Actually,
Jones.
No, I have to disagree. Jolene is a saint.
Hi.
Tabitha Jones. As well.
Hi.
We go there now.
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. Yeah.
we're back. That's enough.
Oh, you didn't know it had more than one verse, did you?
No.
I have a brief story regarding that song.
Oh.
When I was in high school, I was in chemistry class with a gentleman whose nickname was Hot Snow, because when we made salt in one of the chemistry experiments, it was sizzling out of the thing and falling, and he was like, "Oh man, it's like hot snow." So we made fun of him. But one day, he came in and was simply singing, "Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel, I made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 I spin you all the time." And he would just repeat those two lines until we told him to shut up.
That's Mike Calhoun, everyone, since he didn't say hello when I introduced his name earlier. Just in case you lost track or you're just joining the show.
If you're just joining the show.
Yeah, they tune in at 4 minutes in.
Yeah.
You got skipped pause stupid intro, so.
Skip the commercial. Yeah, maybe people do.
Maybe we'll find out soon.
Pass to the music.
We will find out very soon.
We're back in the Jew dungeon.
It's a castle if you look around.
Well, this is more of a dungeon wall than a castle wall.
Yeah, yeah. Remember those old comic strips where they always had two guys chained to a wall and they would do one-liners? Or whatever they did. You know? Jokes about their predicament.
Yeah.
Was this like a newspaper comic?
Yeah, it was like a strip.
I don't remember this.
These guys
it was on The Wizard of Id.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would, yeah, they would just kind of talk about how much it sucked to be chained up in a dungeon. I think so. I don't know.
Never run out of those jokes. Whew.
Yeah.
It's a gold mine.
Boy, it does suck to be chained up and have no one sucking my dick.
And then the other guy would be like, "Well, if I wasn't chained up, I'd help you out." And then,
yeah, and that was basically what they printed in the newspaper for 30 years.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Got their finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
This is the remainder of the Sad Boys meeting tonight.
Yeah.
Who else was here?
Yurik and Mulkins. Those the five of us are the Sad Boys Social Club.
That's the whole thing. No,
that's us.
You guys are like Sons of Anarchy towards the end when everyone was dead.
I wish a majority of our ex-members were dead.
Ooh. Oh boy. There's only so many, and one of them's like real close. And listening.
And posting.
The other one's on the network, and Ryan's not a big fan.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm looking at your app here, and one of these bars is like really, really high.
It's me, because I'm baked as fuck.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Really dumb.
Don't apologize for jokes, Tabitha.
Was that a joke?
God What's knows, this show needs them.
I mean, I think it was. What's I don't on the know. Wall? I'm this, working with Paul here.
Is this just gonna end with us all murdering each other?
Yes.
Meet the Hive Robbers.
Oh, that thing on the wall there?
Yes. There's an article for the listener.
Yeah, it's Meet the Hive Robbers is the big article. The small article on the side there is Open Mic Spotlight Sundays at Eurogyro in Kent.
Yeah, I'm more interested in the Hive Robbers.
I imagine you would be, but this is from Buzzbin from 5 years ago when everybody in Kent got along. And
oh, God, your scrapbook is your wall.
Yeah.
Your scrapbook is your wall.
You do seem to have all of your career highlights up there.
Well, there's a lot of career highlights that have been thrown away. Like the first time I got a write up in the Akron Beacon Journal, that's gone.
And the career itself.
Yeah. The career's in the toilet. No, it's all I have up is Ryan's Roast flyer that Gail Wood got me.
I also see the effigy of a black man nailed to the wall, too.
That's Junkyard Dog. That was a gift from Zach Schildwachter. He was a guest on Let the Hate Flow Through You, and he brought me and Jordan wrestling figures. So
then why did you put it under a rope and write the N-word on the wall behind it?
Stop! Stop! God damn.
That was there before.
That was there it's when just, you moved in.
Yeah,
that was from the previous tenant.
And he put it underneath it simply because it's the only space left.
He saw it and he went, you know, I have the perfect thing for those.
Yeah, and then above it, my Brad Wenzel frisbee. Yeah.
Brad Wenzel.
Brad
Wenzel
sold
me this frisbee.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
Is that a drawing of Dorian Vasquez?
No.
That's what Jeremy looks like in Marlon's mind.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He said,
I like the parts.
Jeremy, this isn't me being that way. This is you talking and making people laugh and people love you, see? I'd just like to explain my stories.
Love Marlon.
Oh, Marlon's the best.
He's a gem.
He kept calling me Pussy Jones last night. It's great. Oh my god, last night Marlon came up to me and he looked at me and he went, excuse me, can you move your bangs to the side a little bit? And I like thought they were like in like in my, I was like, oh, and he was like, that's a sexy forehead. I was like, Marlon!
He tricked you.
You got me. You got me. You made me expose myself, Marlon.
Crafty son of a gun.
Right.
That's good.
I love Marlon.
That is good.
That's a sexy forehead.
You should have seen that one coming.
I should. I really should have. Like, from a mile away.
You were asking for it.
It's just smiling at me from a mile away.
If you see that one coming, it's too late.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's he been up to? I haven't seen him in a little bit.
I don't know. I hadn't seen him in a second until last night.
Just straight chilling.
Sounds like that. Eating cornbread.
Yeah.
The fuck else is he supposed to be doing? It's holiday season.
Yeah, that's true. I bet he bakes a good cornbread for holiday season. It's like a giant chicken-shaped cornbread.
He's eating cornbread and thinking about getting pussy.
Just like all of our creepy uncles are.
Aww. Yeah.
We're recording early this week for the... I thought we would skip this week, but here we are.
No, I insisted that we had to record.
Yeah, you're neglecting your open mic tonight.
I am neglecting my open mic tonight because I don't feel like publicing.
Yeah, I mean, we got here and you weren't wearing pants, so we figured that was...
Yeah.
Would you put some on, for Christ's sake?
No, because these are pants.
He set up these chairs, so we have to look at him. Yeah. And he's not wearing pants.
He's shaped them into a little half circle, so he has a nice little audience.
Yeah.
And his balls are on the chair.
I feel like you should have just chained us to the wall
his
like that.
His balls have their own chair.
Yeah.
Front part of
a
chair.
A tiny, miniature.
I actually have a pillow just... Excuse me. Guys, carry on.
Something's happening up there.
Well...
I was commenting last week. Can you guys believe this shit with this dude with, like, sheets on his bed and pillowcases?
Right?
And
exactly.
It's getting way too domestic.
He's got a real, actual bed set.
Yeah. You guys seen Cuckoo's Nest?
Yes.
In that movie? This is what that big Indians guy room looks like.
Skeleton in the corner, leather jacket.
No, imagine Jeremy's face on that guy's body.
Yeah.
Ah!
Imagine Jeremy picking up a sink and throwing it through a wall to set Ryan's soul free.
God damn it. Fuck.
I would love to see Ryan take a bus full of crazies to on a field trip.
The fun thing is that in both of their heads, they think they're Jack Nicholson in that movie.
God damn.
Who would be Nurse Ratched? You.
Well. It's true.
there's Ratchet just sucking the fun out of everything.
Yeah.
There's that signature deep heaving Jeremy Shear sigh.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
so put upon.
I am. You're Thank so, you for noticing.
You're so put upon.
House. What'd you get into this week?
What I get into this week? Nothing. I stayed here.
All right, Mike.
You guys see what I've been up to this week?
Yeah.
I've been clearing my whole house because I'm throwing a Christmas party tomorrow, or holiday party for America.
A holiday party for America, or maybe America. For the Jewish man that was invited to it.
Hey, Jews can be Americans for now.
They for can now. Go to Wait. Christmas parties.
But yeah, I was just clearing my house, cleaning up my house. For
my father throws a Christmas party, and he is the Jew, so...
How does he pick it up?
Oh, no. That's the show, everyone.
Bye.
See you,
Nurse Ratchet for you.
Come home.
Yep, I do have something to throw at you.
Going home.
What kind of Christmas party does your Jewish father throw?
It's like a, you know, networking / social gathering for his various friends around the area and his girlfriend's friends and clients, and you know, just it's a nice little shindig at the homestead.
All right, Tabitha, how was your week?
It was really great. I work holiday retail in Crocker Park, so I just have rich people throwing me out a window repeatedly, basically. That's how they treat me.
Oh boy.
So how was your week?
Good.
Okay, next topic.
Yeah.
I remember retail. If we could... the worst day in retail I ever had was working Christmas Eve. It's worse than Black Friday.
Yep.
Because no one wanted to leave after we had closed, and I had to have an employee at the door letting people out, but not letting others
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Where was that at?
GameStop.
I was just about to say, that sounds like a GameStop thing.
That was GameStop. And so we went 2 hours past close to get everyone
so
out.
They just wouldn't leave?
People were in line. And I said I would take care of everyone in line because I was the manager for the night.
And they kept sneaking into line or trying
for
to.
A while until I had someone posted at the door. But the worst part was I had to count all the cash by hand, and because we had a money machine, but we're also supposed to like make sure it's accurate. I was like, why don't we just do this by hand the whole time? Anyway, I counted $16,000 in cash. So it obviously took a while.
Yeah,
it was the worst night of retail ever.
Yeah,
I got yelled at by literally everyone. Oh, it was dreadful.
My worst memory at GameStop was a lady came in and asked if we had this game for her son, and I was like, nah, we're sold out of that game. She was like very calm and cold. She was a little like cold about it, but like she like took off, and I was like, alright, I felt the last of it. And then like 45 minutes later, she comes back with a family photo album and slams it on the counter and points to her sweet, precious baby angel son and goes,
no way.
This is the boy whose Christmas you are ruining. Slams it shut and leaves.
Oh,
I'm 17, like, okay.
That's premeditated nonsense.
Can I go on break now? She drove home, got the photo album, drove back.
There were
God.
Wow.
Were GameStop was garbage.
She was so mad at her own failure to look earlier than she did.
GameStop was.
She had to offload it.
There were so many moments at GameStop where, like, something happened and my eyes just glazed over, and I was like, "This is my life, huh?" A man once asked me a specific question about some Grand Theft Auto game, and then before I could even like start to explain to him, he cuts himself off and goes, why am I even asking you this? You're a girl. You probably like playing with dolls, right?
Oh, good lord.
I'm 17 years old working in a GameStop, like...
What was the mean part?
I'm still waiting on that part.
Guess I'll go fuck myself, then. Just be right over there. you know, just,
Was this the prelude to Gamergate? Is that what Gamergate was? It was a bunch of dudes online, like, you probably play with dolls.
No.
I don't think Gamergate was a single event. I think it was, like, a bunch of stuff.
Just once I was done with GameStop, I stopped paying attention to all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Gamergate's complicated, and I don't want to attract that kind of attention because those people are all idiots.
Yeah, y'all can go fuck yourselves.
On all sides.
Is 4chan?
Yeah, 4chan's involved.
It had something to do with some ratings of some indie games getting padded because people were exchanging reviews for favors. And then people were... And then it blew up into a... are women kind who make sexist. Games exchanging sex for reviews, and some of it was true, some of it wasn't, and then who cares? It's
and then it was like, let's murder all the trannies, and
Jesus,
that's where it got.
Yeah,
so you guys, I mean, there's people giving reviews for sex.
Mm-hmm.
All right. iTunes charts, here we go.
Alright.
You literally started rubbing your hands together at that.
And you have to get the working hands ready.
Can we just put a pencil in both hands and have him write some content?
No.
I'm just gonna roast you. How about that? That's awful. I haven't seen you in a bit. How have you been? What's your week like?
Great.
Turning the tables on you.
No, you're not.
I came here to talk about my week.
Because no one else will talk to you about it.
That's true.
Tell me what lumberjack you killed to get your outfit. It
goes on all week. Your dad.
Your dad is kind of like a lumberjack.
thank you for killing my father.
He was going to do it, but he didn't have enough of an edifice complex.
Yeah. I kill Walmart shoppers to get my stuff.
Oh, for real? Nice.
Yeah, for real. That's what I do.
Yeah, for real.
Do you wait for them in the parking lot, or do you do it just in the store?
Man, wherever.
Everyone knows they don't watch those security cameras.
Wherever they're at, that's where they fall.
There you go.
That's how I roll.
They're everywhere, those Walmart people.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
People of Walmart.
I like to imagine you chase them down in another one of those cart things, those electrical seat things. You just chase them down and kick them out like Mad Max style.
Picture this. I run across the parking lot with the cart, but then, if I have to, I'll push the cart and sweep across the car like an action movie.
There you go.
And then I grab the cart on the other side. A whole different cart. Like, I just switch,
good technique. You
know, jump the car, grab a different cart, and then I run those fuckers down.
Do you yell Starsky and Hutch as you do it?
No, I don't yell nothing. I might yell rock and roll.
Rock and roll!
Yeah, something like that.
But all something soft cool. And speech impediment-y, like at the end of Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. Rock and roll!
Rock and roll.
You're like the president. I can't get over how he,
United
over his dry mouth.
Of America.
He what?
I can't get over the president's dry mouth. I think this is the third week in a row it's come up.
Yeah.
It's just gobble.
Dry mouth, no good for fucking.
Probably, it might be from sucking Putin's dick all the time. It's a hack joke, but it works.
Can't imagine what his breath smells like, besides Russian cum.
What does Russian cum smell like? Does it smell different than American cum?
I was going to say, we just know it's worse.
Potato vodka.
It smells like beets.
Those are my cum.
Smells like beets.
Mm-hmm. Borscht. It's a borscht joke. Do you people not know any fucking Russians?
I know about beets and Russians.
No.
I didn't figure you would.
Why would I know any Russians?
Well, you know, you aren't, you've never...
I won elections myself.
What election have you won?
All of them.
You've won every... Wow, congratulations.
Every president we've ever had has really been Chris Paul in disguise.
I stepped down, immediately from everything, but I always win.
He does.
Well.
He never accepts his victory.
Oh man, Jeremy really wants me to go to the Funny Stop more.
Yeah. I need a ride.
I asked him if I could work a weekend, and he said, I'm booked up through June.
Well, he is.
I said, all right. Well,
did you ask him about after June?
I'm going to just keep doing other shit until June. I'm not just going to wait for that. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
He's just letting you know he's a busy man and doesn't have time for your shit, Chris Paul.
Yeah. Well, I don't have time for his shit. Or to learn
how to spell or say your name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know how
did he mess up your name? You call you Tabitha Jones. Jones.
No, I was Thabita Jones.
Thabita.
Thabita.
Next up, we gotta be Thabita Jones.
Thabita Jones.
It's, it sounds like he's reading it like a little, like, dyslexia.
Right.
Like a learning disability.
Yeah. Oh, he has a disability, all right.
Yeah. He's a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's one of his many disabilities. I was going to say diabetes, but...
You ever seen his parking space? There's a metal sign with a picture of a cunt on it. Reserved for...
Reserved for... cunt.
Yeah.
It's got a hole in it.
He's weirdly and then he active. Tried
to fuck it. Brian the comedian is often out there trying to fuck that sign, but he can't figure out what car to stand on so he can access it. And he can't lift his fat gut over the sign. So.
Columbus. So, we have these dust-ups in the comedy groups once you in a while.
Look. All right. I understand everything you've told me about. You people are fucking crazy down there. Knock it off.
They had a 600 comment thing going.
What?
Because someone implied in a post that there was a Columbus Comedy Illuminati.
Oh my god.
Decides that they only book the same 8 people on every show.
That sounds terrifying.
600 comments.
Yeah.
Dude, I got
Illuminati.
I got into a comment thread that got into like 103, and I thought that was exhausting. 600.
599 comments of people just being too big a coward to just tell the dude he's not funny, and that's why nobody books him. Just dancing around going, because you're not funny and you're kind of a dick, so nobody wants you on their shit. And then the 600th comment is the flyer from my CD recording.
Yeah, that was
hey, since you're all here.
That was why I clicked on the damn thing. Like, as soon as I see anything controversial or inflammatory posted from a Columbus person, I'm like, backing away because you people are crazy. And then I look and see Chris Paw posted something. Like, what did he post in this? Oh, his flyer. That's good.
Yeah. While you're up here.
I very openly hate most of them.
As well you should.
I'll name some names.
All right.
Tom Plute.
Tom Plute's a dick.
Yep. And Tom Plute stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear that, Tom Plute? You smell.
Yeah, you smell, and it was hilarious that someone stuck a gun in your face while you're in your own house.
Jesus Christ.
The picture of his face on the news is pretty fucking funny.
It is.
It's probably the funniest thing his face has ever done. I'm picking on Tom to deflect from the people I really hate.
Yeah.
Like Nikki Winkleman.
Mm-hmm.